Olympus is now in a terrible muddle. The deputy deities all are at fault. They splutter and splash like a pig in a puddle, and Dickens are one of them's earning his salt. But Thespis as Jove is a terrible blunder, too nervous and timid, too easy and weak. Whenever he's called on to lighten or thunder, the thought of it keeps him awake for a week. Then mighty Mars hasn't the pluck of a parrot. When left in the dark, he will quiver and quail. And Vulcan has arms that would snap like a carrot before he could drive in a tenpenny nail. Then Venus's freckles are very repelling, and Venus should not have a squint in her eyes. The learned Minerva is weak in her spelling, and scatters her H's all over the skies. Then Pluto in kind-hearted tenderness erring, can't make up his mind to let anyone die. The Times is a paragraph ever recurring, remarkable instance of longevity. On some it has come as a serious onus, to others it's quite an advantage. In short, while every life office declares a big bonus, the poor undertakers are all in the court. Then Cupid, the rascal, forgetting his trade is to make men and women impartially smart, will only shoot arrows at pretty young ladies, and never takes aim at a bachelor's heart. The results of this freak, or whatever you tell, it should cover the wicked young scamp with disgrace. While every young man is as shy as a hermit, young ladies are popping all over the place. This wouldn't much matter for bashful and shy men, when skillfully handled are certain to fall. But alas, a determined young bachelor Hymen refuses to wed anybody at all. He swears that love's flame is the vilest of arsons, and looks upon marriage as quite a mistake. Now what in the world's to become of the parsons, and what of the artist who sugars the cake? In short, you will see from the facts that I'm showing, the state of the case is exceedingly sad. If Thespis's people go on as they're going, Olympus will certainly go to the bad. From Jupiter downward there isn't a dab in it. All of them quibble and shuffle and shirk. A premier in Downing Street, forming a cabinet, couldn't find people less fit for their work.